want to end this war, and we, having been released, we have no bitterness, but we have we are full of hope and love and forgiveness, and we would want to engage with these brothers to end this war, and we resolve the problem of our country through dialogue. If we end this war, we have the task of achieving peace, building peace, and reconciling our divided nation and healing the wounds that have been inflicted on our society by ourselves.
The talks have resumed today in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. What are your plans regarding these talks? Because you're talking of resolving the issues peacefully. What are your plans regarding these talks?
We support the IGAD initiative. Meanwhile, South Sudanese, while the mediation is going on and the negotiations are going on, we would want to engage at a very high level president of our republic, President Salva Kiir, and his former vice president, Dr. Riek Machar, who is leading the SPLA in the opposition, to end this conflict. Our priority is to end this war and to bring about peace so that we can have a conducive environment to have a national dialogue.
Since you are released, have you been in touch with President Kiir, and have you talked to him about your intentions for this country?
Definitely, we have expressed our intention from the first minutes of our release, and we are looking forward to meet with him. We are also hoping to be able to travel freely, to go and engage also with Dr. Riek Machar, and this is our priority. It is our initiative.
What is your reaction to reports that the government prevented two of your colleagues from leaving the country on Friday when they were trying to travel to Kenya? Are you free to move outside South Sudan?
Unfortunately, it is true that two of our colleagues who wanted travel to go and see their families and their children, they were denied to travel. And yes, we are not, as of now, free to travel, though we have been freed by the court. But these are some of the challenges, including the restrictions of our freedom and violation of our constitutional rights. But these are challenges that the whole nation is gripped with, and we will be dealing with that.
And you are telling me that you want to be part of the solution to the ongoing political crisis in the country. What would be your solution to this problem? Because you have been with the SPLM from its inception today.
First of all, I personally and the group of us who were detained, we see this war as a war that is a fratricide. It is a war of brothers killing brothers. It is unacceptable. We want to end this war. So our solution is, number one, to prevail and encourage and convince and persuade our two leaders leading this conflict to stop this war. And all of us, we then engage in peace building. And this is, of course, necessary that we save the nation from total disintegration that is threatening. This is with the strategic objective of avoiding the collapse of our young state, so that we can have a nation for whose future we can discuss, so that we can keep this state from collapsing, about which we can discuss how to agree on the basis of its governance and the constitutional framework for it. This is not our priority as individuals who are detained, but this is a national priority. I am sure every single South Sudanese is crying for peace. Every single South Sudanese is bleeding in our hearts for every day of this war continuing among brothers.
Let me use your word. The ideal place for you South Sudanese to talk as brothers is the ruling SPLM party. But during your detention, you were suspended from its senior leadership position. What would be your new role in this party?
I have been suspended and removed from the party positions that I have been holding. The reason was that I have warned my colleagues in the leadership that we were going wrong in a wrong direction, and that there is a threat and a danger of a collapse into chaos and conflict that we needed to avoid. I was making this because the majority of our membership developed these views and were seeing these dangers. And I spoke for them and I articulated these dangers that has now happened a year later or several months after. And now I believe, having gone through all this, our people now can see what I was saying. And definitely those who are engaged in this war and conflict have now realized and have learned the lessons. And I'm sure they would be better prepared now, and all of us are better prepared now to engage to save the country by stopping this war and proceed with a national dialogue to resolve this national, deep national crisis, and engage in reconciliation and healing of the nations, because very serious wounds have been inflicted on the nation.
For the common South Sudanese, there is this question that they keep asking: who is responsible for this fighting? Who started it? Of course, the government is blaming the rebels that they started fighting. And at the same time, they are also accusing the four of you of trying to stage a coup d'etat. Now, in your honest opinion, who started this crisis?
Now, faced with the danger of disintegration and collapse of our nation and state, really the first thing that we have to do is not to engage in the blame game or try to judge ourselves. The first thing we have to do is to stop this war, is to prevent the collapse, is to end this conflict, so that we will be able to have time to resolve the problem. And then later on, we will be able to investigate and bring out the truth, and there would be those who would want to apportion blame and to judge. For us now, this is not the time to judge. This is the time to stop the bleeding, so that we will have an opportunity to make judgment, and even before we proceed with judgment, to do an inquiry. I am happy that the international community, the African Union, and our region have taken initiative and responsibility to investigate what is happening and into what happened. They will be able, as independent bodies and neutral, they will be able to find out the truth, and we will be dealing with that truth as it comes.
What is your take on the dynamics of this conflict? Because as it is now, there are lots of accusations from the rebels that there are elements within South Sudan who are fighting alongside with the government. For instance, there are accusations that Uganda is involved. There are accusations that the rebels of Justice and Equality Movement are involved. And even the Sudan Revolutionary Front that are fighting the government in Sudan. What is your take on this?
I have been in prison, and of course this, we have been hearing them, and the two parties are of course making their statement, blaming this side, and the other side is blaming this side. What I would like to focus my attention and limited energies is to end this conflict. Positively work to end this conflict. This is the challenge that I would like to take.
And do you believe this conflict has taken an ethnic dimension?
Unfortunately, yes. It has taken an ethnic dimension. It is developing very dangerously, with a lot of violations that are happening in the war-affected areas, in our towns here in Juba, in Bor, in Malakal, in Bantiu. And now people are dying, and innocent people are suffering and are dying and are being killed. This is unacceptable, and that is why we are taking the initiative of working to end this conflict as soon as possible by engaging the parties to the conflict and prioritizing ending this bleeding of our nation as the first thing to save the nation, because it is very dangerous, dangerously developing. Definitely there are now very clear signs of massacres that have been taking place, and the trend of a sectarian spirit and a lot of hatred that is showing in a very ugly way, this must be brought to an end. It cannot be allowed to continue. Otherwise, it will destroy this young nation and this very incipient